This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Brian Baldinger and Jason Lockheed-Porter.
Welcome to the latest edition of In the Huddle. We come to you guys, as always, courtesy of our friends at Odyssey. And this week, it will be yours truly, Jason Lockenfora, at Jason Lockenfora, talking ball with everybody's favorite breakdown guru, Brian Baldinger, at Baldy NFL. And we will get you guys seamlessly transitioned from week 3 to week 4. We're going to hit on the two remaining undefeated teams and take a little bit of a glimpse forward at their matchups this week. We're going to look at some of the superior quarterback play we're seeing in this league at a robust level from Lamar Jackson and a more limited constraints of an offense with Cooper Rush, but very effective. We'll certainly hit on some of the upcoming big games this week: Bucks, Chiefs, Rams, 49ers. And we'll take a deep dive into the AFC West and see what's going on with some of the teams that are really struggling there. Chargers and Raiders, we're looking at you, and Denver, probably you too. But Baldy, let's start with the two remaining 3-0 teams. Yeah. You and I did a lot of offseason previews. We both thought, hey, Miami, Philadelphia, we're buying what they're selling. They are improved rosters. They're going to be improved operations. How high is the ceiling remains to be seen. So far, so good, though, obviously.
Well, if you start in Philadelphia, I mean, what they did to Washington, it just doesn't happen. It happens rarely in the NFL where one team dominates the other team in every single way possible, Jason. And so you look at Philadelphia's defensive line and what they did to Carson Wentz, sacking him 9 times, hitting him 17 times. But they sacked him on 5 out of 6 passes in the first quarter alone. Like, you hit any quarterback, I don't care what the name of the back of the jersey is, and you drill them into the dirt the way they did, as frequently as they did in the first half or in the first quarter, you can forget about them the rest of the game. Like, they're not going to stay in
right.
there and do their job.
Yeah.
And that's what happened to Carson. And on the other side, like, the development of Jalen Hurts is so real. And people keep saying, well, I'm going to hold my breath on Jalen Hurts. I'm like, well, you can keep holding your breath. You're going to die blue in the face.
Right.
Like, you know, so I said after watching the game, Jason, Sunday night, I said, this is the best deep ball thrower in the league. Now, obviously, that's meant to sort of tease, you know, because nobody's going to take anything away from Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, whatever. But he had 8 balls, Jason, thrown down the field over 25 yards in the air. You got 2 defensive pass interference penalties. Devontae Smith before the half leads to a field goal. A.J. Brown, Quez Watkins, Dallas Goedert.
Yeah.
Like, he trusts his receivers. Now, the other component to it is their offensive line can protect as well as anybody. And they did. And so it's like bombs away watching.
Yeah.
And so he's not just a runaround quarterback.
No.
Like, he can throw the ball. And he – look, I don't know if A.J. Brown's going to go up and pull all these things out of the sky or Devontae's going to pull it out, like just out-jump guys like he did.
Yeah.
But he believes that those guys can do it, and that's part of the battle is believing that. And so you look at that, and then the other component is when you have Darius Slay and James Bradbury and Avante Maddox and a Kazir White, you've got guys that can cover as well as anybody.
Yeah.
And so that just allows you to – they sacked Carson Wentz 9 times, Jason. They didn't blitz once.
Right.
They got home with 4, and Carson's holding the ball, whatever. Like, they're well put together. Now, I'm not predicting any Super Bowl
training. Not crowning them. You're not crowning them.
Yeah. Like, nobody's crowning anybody on September 28th or 29th. But, you know, they're good. And then on the other side, Miami, look, their nemesis was the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
So they'd beaten them 7 times in a row, and they'd beaten them bad, Jason. They'd put up over 35 points a game.
Yes.
They put up 56 in one game, knocking the Dolphins out of the playoffs. So for them to beat them, no matter – forget about the stat page. They made all the key stops, all right? They made a stop. You know, they got the ball out of Josh Allen's hands. You get the ball at 6-yard line, score a touchdown, score, you know, tie the game up. They stopped down the goal line repeatedly.
Yeah.
They got a few fumbles. Like, they made the stops. And they've got a guy, you know, Xavier Howard, that can line up on Stephon Diggs, and they can contain him where he doesn't go crazy. And when Josh Allen needs a play and he's looking for him, there's Howard plastering him. So they did a lot of really good things. Javon Holland's a star. He was in that game. So, like, kudos to – and then, look, when they went to take the lead, to throw that ball 50 yards down the field to Jalen Waddle on 3rd and 22, Jason, down 17-14. There's a whole bunch of coordinators in this league that say, well, send a screen, let's get the field goal.
Right, right.
Well, we won't risk it. It's still 10 minutes to go in the game.
Yeah.
Not with this Mike McDaniel.
Yeah.
Not with him. Like, he's going for it. And that's what they did. And, like, you could take – you can try to tear Tua down all you want. Like, that guy threw 4 balls in that game that would go up against anybody in this league.
All right, well, let's stick with the Dolphins. We'll get back to the Eagles in a minute. They did find a way to contain Buffalo, but I wonder at what cost, Baldy. Warm day, their defense, Miami's on the field for 90 plays over 40 minutes, turning around, dealing with a hurricane coming in, a weird practice week in the best of times. Now, even stranger, short week against the Bengals team that woke up. Not sure about Tua as we record this right now, about his status. Is this a tough spot for Miami to remain undefeated?
I think so. I think so because I think the real question is Tua. Like, Tua can really run this offense. Teddy Bridgewater played 3 plays. It's 3 plays. Boy, it just didn't look good when Teddy came in. Like, I worry about this offense and getting the ball to these guys the way Tua has and the way he believes in them if Teddy's in there. And I'm not here to disparage Teddy.
Right.
But I think there's a big drop-off between Tua and Teddy right now. And so, you know, the plays that Teddy has made, if you go back to week 1 against the Patriots in a tight ball game, 41 yards to Waddle on 4th down over the middle, like, he has been throwing the ball with no fear. The reason why Teddy is traveling around this league as a backup right now is because he plays with some fear. He doesn't want to make the mistake. And so and when you play like that, you don't make the big play. And right now the Dolphins are winning these games because of big plays.
Yeah.
You know, against Baltimore, against New England, last week, against Buffalo. They're winning because they're making these big splash plays. And you got to have a quarterback that plays with no fear. Cincinnati has got a solid defense.
Yeah.
Like, they just took the Jets apart. But offensively, they really kind of fixed some of their issues. They went to the RPO game last week against the Jets, Jason. They went max protection. You saw a back and a tight end basically on either side of Joe Burrow when they wanted to take the shot. And what we saw, and it's against the Jets, but what we saw was the Joe Burrow that we remember. Like, he didn't – when he got time last week, he didn't miss.
Yeah.
Like, he put the ball exactly where he wanted to put it. Tyler Boyd had a strong game.
Yeah.
Jamar, T, like, he got the ball to his guys. And I feel like they have the capability of doing the same thing on Thursday night.
I'm with you. I like the Bengals in this spot, although the number is now 4. I liked it a whole lot more. At 3 – the Eagles have an interesting matchup as the other remaining undefeated team. Jacksonville, they're at the very least professional-grade operation, Baldy. Like, you're not ready to anoint the Eagles, nor am I. I'm not going to say that the Jags are a contender. I'm not going to say that the Jags are here to stay and that they're going to be in this thing till the end. But they're going to beat themselves with far less regularity than they have, right? There's some real pieces on that defense that I think are rounding into meaningful players in this league, and they're putting Trevor Lawrence in positions to win and not lose games. And that's a pretty good foundation to me.
Yeah, it is. And I'll just start this off here, Jason, by saying it's probably a good thing they hired Urban Meyer, because they wouldn't have gotten to Doug Peterson if Urban Meyer somehow survived, you know, and didn't do just, you know, just adolescent things. But I'll say this, Doug Peterson, I've been around Doug a lot. He is, first of all, he's a very good head coach. But what he does well is he collaborates, like what a coach should do. He takes in a lot of information from his quarterback, from his coordinators, from his coaches, and he comes up with game plans and plays. So when you watch Trevor play right now, they took the Chargers apart. Now, they lost a bunch of guys. Joey Bosa went down and you know, J.C. Jackson's not out there, but they took him apart. And when you watch Trevor right now, the offense just makes so much sense. Like, it's – he's given them these reads because the predictability of what the defense is going to do, Doug's already got figured out.
Yeah.
So man coverage, here's your man beater. This is where to go with the ball. It's – if they take the cheese, you throw it here.
Yeah.
They don't take the cheese, you throw it here. Like, it's just – you play after play after play. And then the key, though, is the offensive line has been sturdy. They hit – the big picture is they hit on all the draft picks. Fortner, Trevon Walker, like all these guys. They've hit on all of them. Devin Lloyd's a star already. But Fortner, the sheriff at right guard, the two tackles, like Brandon Birch or Barch, you know, at left guard, it's solid. It's really – so Trevor's got time. And now what I see, though – is when he's got the time and he's got this offense, and here's the reads, he's putting the ball where he wants to put it. Like, he's not missing.
Yeah.
And so that's good. And then defensively, you got Josh Allen, Trayvon Walker. Like, these guys, you got, you know, push in the middle. You got linebacker play. Like, they're really sound in what they're doing. Mike Caldwell's calling good games. They took the Chargers apart. Like, it wasn't even close.
Do you think – they could pull the upset? Last I looked, 6.5-point Eagles were favored by. Do you think Jacksonville can win this football game?
They can win it. They can win it because I think they can. I think the key is, will they be able to run it with, you know, with Robinson and ETN the way they did last week? Now, they ran it very well, the 50-yard run on 4th-and-1. You know, we all saw that. But I think that if they have some balance in this offense and they don't have to, you know, they don't have to run for 150 yards, but if they can get 30, 35 runs for 100 yards, 120 yards, like, that's, if they get that type of balance, first of all, they're going to keep Jalen off the field for a good chunk, which is important. But yes, I think they actually could give Philadelphia a run. They actually match up real well with the Eagles. And so I think they can. And yeah. I think it'll be a good spot for a lot of people to see the talent of Trevor Lawrence, because he looks like what you want the number one pick in the draft to be. Yeah. He looks like that kid that came out of Cartersville, Georgia, that won the job at, you know, at high school in eighth grade. He looks like that guy right now.
We've covered the good. Let's go to the bad. You've referenced the Chargers a couple of times and that debacle with the Jags. I have a multitude of questions here, Baldy. The injuries, it just seems like that happens every year. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't know that anybody can explain it. But I found myself watching that game in real time Sunday, having a visceral reaction to looking at the scoreboard, looking at what's happening on the field, and wondering why the hell Justin Herbert's in this game. And it made no sense at 31-10. It made less sense at 38-10. And then Brandon Staley after the game says, well, he felt like he could provide us energy and he wanted to be out there. I almost had a conniption. Like, I'm stunned that the Spanos family didn't send somebody down from the box, down to the sidelines at some point in time to say, hey, buddy, upside your head, get him out of here. This is bigger. We're going to lose with them. We're going to lose without them. This is silly.
Well, I almost had the same. I had the same reaction on the Thursday night before against Kansas City.
Yes.
When he was clearly hurt. And I know it's week two. It's a division game. It's Kansas City. There's a chance to win the game. Your whole future is Justin Herbert and protecting him. And so you lose your left tackle in Rashawn Slater. The reason why Rashawn Slater was as good as anybody in the league, including Trent Williams. We never heard his name, ever. Like, he was just that good, Jason. Like, he didn't commit penalties. When they were a left-handed team, they ran behind him and Filer when they needed a yard, a touchdown, a run. He locked up the best pass rushers in the league. He's gone. And they throw Storm Norton in there, and he was a turnstile. So they're not anywhere near where they were. With what they have on the offensive line right now, it's a huge, huge loss. Yeah. And I'm with you. Like, you've got to play the long game with Justin Herbert. You have to. Like, he's just that important. Chase Daniels and whatever they got. But you can lose games in September. If you're winning in December and you've got a good team and your quarterback is healthy and you could get into any race, because nobody's running away with this thing. And the division that we thought it was going to be because of the quarterbacks in the division, everybody's struggling. And so I think right now, I'm with you, Jason. Like, it made no sense to be on the field. None. In that type of a blowout game.
Yeah, it looked like coaching malpractice, but I'm going to say organizational malpractice, because Brandon Staley does answer to certain people. Mm-hmm. And they should have had the wherewithal to nip that in the bud. I just don't know that something's off there. Like, it just seems like something's always off there. The Raiders have yet to win a ball game. I could make the case for them being 3-0, you know, and I think if you, yeah. But now that's maybe the league. People say, well, that's the league. Well, okay. But this is kind of extreme because they're winless. And if you watch those games and take about three plays out, they're 3-0 and probably run away with a couple of those games. They've got to get off the mat here, game against Denver. Not that there wasn't one against Tennessee a week ago. What are you seeing from the Raiders? And you might as well get into a little bit of can Russ cook anymore? Like, let Russ cook. My question now is, can Russ cook? Mm.
So let's start with the Raiders. You know, if you just – the average analyst out there will just say, well, you know, the offense line's – is broken and Derek Carr can't handle pressure. Like, that, none of that is true. Like, they got two rookies playing in there. They got a rookie right tackle at Ohio State, seventh round pick. They got Dylan Parham. I never saw him play center in my life. Yeah. I thought he was a guard at Memphis, played guard early in the year. He's at center. Like, they've had injuries, but he was playing good. They ran the ball well. Josh Jacobs ran the ball just fine. Yeah. Brandon ran the ball just fine. They protected just fine. Like, their red zone offense was awful. Like, you're down trying to score a 2-point conversion. And, you know, I mean, the play's there to be made. Don't make the play. A red zone time before that, the ball goes right through Darren Waller's hands. It's a touchdown. I don't know why. I mean, they throw it to Devontae one time down there for a touchdown. There's no defense designed by any man that can really stop Davante Adams. Now, if you want to throw it to Matt Collins and have him have 160 yards on eight catches because they're doubling Waller and Davante Adams, okay. But there's certain plays in that game that you got to go to Davante Adams. You just have to. He just wins too good. And it's funny because he's winning and looking for the ball like Aaron's still his quarterback. And Aaron's not his quarterback, and it's not Green Bay. And you can see he's frustrated because he could have taken that game over easily. And they didn't allow him to do it. So it's all there. And then defensively, I mean, I got some real questions with Patrick Graham now.
Yeah.
Because they come out and they're playing nickel defense against Derrick Henry. And he's gashing them for 65 yards in the first half. And then they go, well, we better fix things at halftime. So in the third quarter, there are four defensive linemen. And Derrick Henry runs for 18 yards. Like, they fixed it. But why wait till halftime? Like, where's the adjustment after they go down the field the first three times they have the ball and score 21 straight points? Like, I'm like, come on, guys. Like, in New England, Belichick used to always say, it was gospel. We're not waiting halftime to make an adjustment. If we are, we all should get fired. And I kind of feel like, what were they thinking? Like, stack the box against Derek. Make that quarterback and those receivers beat you.
Yeah.
And so they fixed it in the second half. They shut him out in the second half. Too little, too late. But everything – so what I say – my takeaway, Jason, is – and especially this week, and we'll get to Denver, is, look, every single thing you need to put wins, not just a win this week, but wins together, is in that locker room. Like, they have the players. You could say, okay, the quarterback position is weak. It is, but it's weak a lot of places.
Yeah.
I know this, Max Crosby can get to quarterback better than anybody in this league, as good as anybody in this league. And Chandler's not bad when it's in pass rushing situations.
Yeah.
So let's just, like, can the talk, you got to get one before you can get two. They got to get a win this week. And against Denver, that final drive, Russell Wilson looked like Russell, you know, to go win the game against the 49ers. Like, he made Russell magic. He made Houdini-type throws and plays. And against maybe the best defense in football in San Francisco, they found a way to get one drive. But it's not pretty. He's got one legit receiver in Cortland Sutton. I don't know what Jerry Jeudy is at this point. He's in the field, not on the field. He doesn't. I don't know what he is. I don't know what the tight ends are. I know they can run the ball, and they can throw it to those two runners. And they got Cortland Sutton. There's not a lot to work with. And against the best defense in football, they found a way to win a game. I give them a little bit of credit. But it's not – it's a limited group right now.
Yeah.
And defensively, look, I'll put Patrick Sertan on anyone. Yeah. Put him on Davante Adams. I'd pay double the admission to go watch that matchup.
Yeah. With the Raiders, I found the dynamic week one fascinating. They throw the ball 37 times, 17 targets for Adams. And if you look at drive starting plays, they had 10 drive starters, 9 of them were passes, 8 of them were Adams. And I wondered, okay, you got Renfro, you got running backs who can catch the ball, you just re-up with Waller. Like, I knew there was going to be a recalibration. And some of this stuff is like subconscious, right? And so you got everybody's looking at Carr saying, oh, you brought your boy back from Fresno State, and now everything just goes to him, right? Like, whether it was said or spoken or unspoken, everybody in the locker room is watching the film. They see where the ball's going. So I thought there'd be a recalibration. And I almost feel like now it's going too far the other way, where it's like, I'm going to show you I can do it with all these other guys, and I'll just get it to him when I need 1 yard at the goal line. But other than that, he could be a decoy. Like, I feel like they probably need to, like, sit down as an offense, players. And I'm not a huge players-only meeting thing. But there probably needs to be a discussion about, okay, so this is what's really been going on here, and we need to squash it and find a way to, right, and find a way to, like, just win football games. Doesn't matter what the timeshare is,
I texted a guy on the Raiders last night, and I said, tell your quarterback to remind him that number 17 is his best friend and feed the beast. Like, just feed him. Like, he's just that good. His touchdown was against bracket coverage of Kevin Byard and Zach Cunningham. Two of the best cover safety linebacker, and he split them. And to Derek Carr's credit, like, Davante didn't put his hand up in the air looking for the ball, and the ball hit his hand. Like, it was just that pretty. It was that perfect. Like, it's there. The timing, the trust, the belief, it's there. Like, they just got to go to it. And Like, if anybody's whining or complaining, nobody's going to whine or complain if they're losing, if they go to 0-4. Like, everybody's whining and complaining if they're 0-4.
Yeah, yeah.
If they win a game, start stacking some wins, and Devontae's getting 14 targets, then and he's scoring two touchdowns, like, fine. Live with it. Like, everybody else can just cry in their own, you know, in their milk. But, like, that's where the ball's got to go. There was a situation. They were awful on third downs last week. Like, just terrible, like a lot of teams in this league. And there was a time it was 3rd and 7, and Devontae's opposite the three receiver set. And he just beats the corner on just a little shake, and he's looking back for the ball with all. And I could just see, like, immediately I flash back to Green Bay, and Aaron Rodgers is throwing the ball right to the pylon.
Yeah.
And Devontae's going to go meet the ball at the pylon.
Yeah.
And it's 7 points. And, you know, I don't know what Derek was thinking, but he goes to Foster Moreau over the middle of the field, and it's like nothing's there. So, like, there's just going to be plays. You just got to know, like, this is where the ball's got to go. And he's going to win. He's just going to win.
Yeah.
And you just got to trust him. And I maybe they get back to that this week. It's good defense in Denver.
Yeah.
They got a good front. They're hard to run against. All that stuff. But Devontae knows what he knows how to beat that defense.
Well, there's some quarterback play that we just touched on there that needs to improve. There's a couple guys we want to talk about here as well who are doing it at a really high level. I don't think there's anybody on the planet right now, Baldy, who is affecting football games more than Lamar Jackson is. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We've seen him do it with bombs away the deep ball. We've seen him do it in games where he didn't run at all. We've seen it do it in games where he runs for 113 yards more than anybody else on his football team. And we see it this week against Bill Belichick, where he blitzed him way more than I thought he was going to. I didn't think it would be a huge passing yardage day for Lamar, because I think Belichick sees 12 air yards per target, right? I'm not giving him that. Yet Andrew still eats. Lamar only throws for 218 yards, but every throw is more or less spectacular. And he gets in the end zone 5 times. They go 5 for 5 in the red zone. And it's because of his passes and his legs and his mind.
And he's got a pair of sunglasses on the bench at the end of the game, because the future is just that bright. Woo. I mean, it's just – he's just – so in these last two games against Miami and New England, you know, he's averaging over 11 yards a run, okay, over 100 yards in each game. And then he has thrown 7 touchdowns against the 1 interception. Like, right now, he's the MVP, and nobody's even really close. But Lamar right now, it starts and stops with him. And everybody that said, maybe this is a contract year thing, he said, I'm going to show everybody that I can carve you up from the pocket. I can break the pocket. I can do whatever I want in this league. The passing to Devin Duvernay in the back of the end zone doesn't get any better than that. Just doesn't get any better, Jason.
Cooper Rush, Baldy, any thoughts on what the Dallas Cowboys are doing schematically to make this work? Jerry Jones is ready to put this guy on Mount Rushmore.
They completely build a game plan different for Cooper Rush than they do Dak Prescott. They should take a page. They were in 2 tight end sets, max protections all the night, half field reads. Like, and Cooper was protected. He was clean. He's been sacked. He's thrown the ball 62 times in the last 2 games, Jason. 2 wins, 2 fourth quarter comeback wins. He's been sacked 1 time. Like, the protection first. You can see it from the very first play of the game. You know, CeeDee Lamb's got to catch the ball, but he makes some great catches. But they protect first. And when you do, he gets a nice clean look. He throws a nice ball, catchable ball, makes the right reads. The running game really picked up big time the last 2 weeks. Better last week than the week before, but better. Obviously, Pollard is RB number one.
Yes.
But, it, you know, Jason Peters gets 14 snaps. Tyler Smith looks really good. 2 rookie tight ends. Like, there's something there, really there.
And, Baldy, before we let you get out of here, we touched on it at the open. We've got another battle of the goats this week. You saw Brady Rodgers last week, Mahomes against Brady this week. The average NFL score, 42.1 points this year, Baldy. I think this is another low scoring affair, despite those quarterbacks. I don't think this is shootout at the OK Corral.
Well, we saw last week, Indianapolis took Travis Kelce, limited him, doubled him on almost every third down, or had a plan for him on third down, and made Mahomes go someplace else, 17-point offense. Mike Evans comes back for Tampa. That's a big difference. But he'll see a lot of Stephon Gilmore. That'll be a good matchup. This Tampa defense, Tom Brady knows, don't screw this up. The defense is just that good. After those first two drives of Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, they just put the clamps down on that offense. And so Brady knows, don't turn it over. Don't make mistakes right now. If I got to throw to Cole Beasley, I'll throw to Cole Beasley. Like, we're going to stay in the game.
Yep.
We went in the fourth quarter. They had a chance last week to do that.
Yeah. Bet the under. We appreciate you guys for listening to this week's edition of In the Huddle. Thanks to our friends at Odyssey. Baldy, safe travels to you, my brother, and we will do this again next week.
You got it, Jason. Thanks, buddy.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!